When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog. Hey guys, it's me, Mary. So, you know, some might argue, am not wildly famous enough to have a call-in podcast. Those people are wrong. I could have a call-in podcast if I wanted. But I don't want to. I prefer to have a call-out podcast where people send me stuff that they want to talk about and then I call them. It's a personal choice. So I asked for interesting stories, expertise, personal problems that people need advice on, and so forth. And I got a message from this delightful fella named Colin Chadwick, who is a comedian in Ireland. Full disclosure, I have never met Colin or talked to Colin. This is our first convo, and I think it went well, and I think he's nice.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that your English or Irish accent?
It's my Irish accent.
Oh, okay, it's not too bad.
Thank you.
I think it's better than mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you
Most people think.
Can you do an American accent?
Oh my God. How does that work?
Try again.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
That's pretty good.
Is it?
I heard that a very American thing to say is bummer. To call things a bummer is very American.
Bummer.
Like to very serious things. Like my grandma's sick. Oh, that's such a bummer. I'm sorry.
Both your legs? Oh, bummer.
Oh, that's such a bummer. I'm so sorry.
English people think I'm from the U.S. Over
what?
Here, everybody is. Yeah, everybody thinks this accent is from one of the states. It's only when I say certain things like the word Ireland or horse or photo that people think I'm Irish. Certain words highlight the accent.
My mom says certain words in Irish, but other words in American.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's... She switches. But what are some of her Irish words?
I guess she sort of goes into that photo brog.
Yeah. You see, I think it's too complimentary to call the Irish accent a brogue. I think that makes
brogue
it sound
pretty.
Well, brogue in Gaelic means shoe.
Oh.
Which I think that's a more obviously it has other meanings when it comes to accents, but I think shoe is a much better way of describing the way I say some of my words.
I would agree. So, Colin Chadwick, I put out a call on Insta for people to, you know, present me with research reports or interesting stories or personal problems. And you told me that you're having an Irish Christmas with the nine people that are your cousins or your siblings?
My siblings. So I'm one of 10 children.
That's messed up.
Lots of them have children now. So my parents are going to have 29 of us.
Hold on. Can you name all of your siblings in birth order crazy fast?
Not crazy fast. Mark, Paul, Julian, Amanda, Carl, Lee, Colin, Dara, Gary, Kane.
That's pretty good.
And basically what I've done there, that's like my dad trying to speak to one of us, because he usually has to say two or three names before he gets the right one. Mm. He will take several goes before he realizes who he's speaking to. But you see, I think it comes under two things. It can be a personal problem, but as well. So it's very busy. Last Christmas, though, I have something called a hiatus hernia, so it can be really hard to swallow food. So
that sounds
in the
awesome.
Middle of bummer. No, it's more of a bummer. So in 2 minutes into Christmas dinner, I couldn't swallow anything, not even my own saliva.
Ugh.
And I spent like 2 hours in the bathroom trying to clear my esophagus.
Oh, while my God.
Different members of the family came into the room changing their children's nappies and saying, oh, there's Uncle Colin in the bathroom, kind of trying to regurgitate food. So I felt like I didn't make a good impression on anyone, even though they know me.
Sure.
It's like, I still think you can make a bad impression on your family. So I thought you might have ideas as to what I could do to impress my family.
Oh, my goodness.
Make up for my esophagus.
Yeah, it sounds like they probably hate you. You're really going to have to dig yourself out of this one. Quick comment. I was on the phone with my mom the other day, and she was mentioning that for Christmas, she got a gluten-free pizza crust because your sister doesn't like the gluten right now. And I could just already see the huge argument where my mom says, Kate doesn't like the gluten. And then my sister's like, it's not that I don't like it. I can't have it.
I can't have it.
And it'll be a whole thing and like represent all past hurts or something. So I'm looking forward to that.
Wait, when you say pizza crust, it's still going to be a whole pizza. It's not going to be just a crust. That's not going to be your whole Christmas dinner.
No. No.
Got,
it's going to be more than a pizza.
More than a pizza. More than a pizza crust.
Mm-hmm. More than a pizza crust. Less than a pizza.
That's because I blame my esophagus troubles on the fact that I've got a few people in our family who have, like, there's a vegan, a few vegetarians. And then when we were younger, I used to always have to eat food that my uncles, who are farmers, would give us. Whereas they got nice processed food. I would have to eat very rough meat that I had seen prepared. And I feel like that's, I'm feeling the kind of resentment.
The unprocessed uncle meat, is that, you're saying that's what caused your esophagus problems?
Yeah, I think it's, well, it's not necessarily that, but the way I used to sulk at having to eat it, the way I would choke down that food out of jealousy, I think that's caused those problems.
Yeah,
I didn't get special
right.
treatment. Like, I didn't get, like your sister with her crust, I didn't get special treatment like that.
Well, you know, I'm actually kind of an expert on esophageal issues.
Oh, excellent.
And I think it's actually not caused by that. I think it's caused by a sinful lifestyle.
Okay. So what do I need to do to fix it, do you think?
It's too late. God has done his smiting.
Really? I thought God was known for the fact that he could unsmite somebody and take a smiting back.
No.
So,
common misconception.
Really? So I'm just stuck with it. So does that mean I can just continually sin? What's the point in not sinning then?
True.
Can you ask God that?
I will. Wait, okay. So do you think your siblings don't like you or think you're lame or that you were just like totally weird?
I think they like me, but they just find it very weird.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Maybe it's right. Maybe that's rightfully so.
I don't think you need to worry about it because there's nine of them, and at least one of them is going to do like their version of what you did last year.
That's
like,
true.
Embarrassing. And then like
their version.
Yeah. Then you everyone see, will forget your weird bathroom thing.
That makes it sound so much worse. weird esophagus thing is at least more scientific than weird bathroom thing can sure. mean anything. That's yeah. And you're saying sure now like I've like I'm telling lies, but
no, yeah, that was
your wording.
Of course.
Yeah. Maybe I could set somebody up. I could put something in someone's food so they have a similar problem. How about that?
I think you don't even need to try. Someone will have their own emotional breakdown or like big personal problem or a divorce yeah. or something. And that'll take the heat off
yeah,
of you.
Part of me thinks my parents are just kind of using us because they had 10 of us. So it's like a scientific experiment. So like all those statistics, like 1 in 10. So 1 in 10 will have a problem with their esophagus, will have toilet problem. So I think they're just trying to figure out which one of us is going to be next. I bet you they're putting money on it.
Yeah, probably.
Who's going to do something weird next?
Colin, can I ask you something?
Yes.
All right. I'll admit it. I was snooping your Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Have you done the Edinburgh Fringe Festival?
Oh, yeah. I was there the last 2 years.
I want to go this next
over.
Year.
You should do it.
I'm trying.
Are you going to go?
I'm trying. I applied to some free fringe organizations because
PBH.
I heard that was the cool way to do it.
Yeah, I feel like that would be the cool way to do it. So yeah. You applied with, I'm sure, PBH.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think
so
they'll take me? Will they reject me?
I don't think they'll reject you.
Do they take everybody?
They take some bad shows.
All right.
They do take some bad but they do have a lot of really fun shows too. You get lots of really good shows on the Free Fringe, but then you do also get some weird ones. There was one 2 years ago. I don't think it ever happened, but the name of the show was Dr. Sicko's Comedy Vomit. And
okay.
that never happened. So you get shows like that. That might have been one of the other free festival things. But PBH are fun. And yeah, because you can claim to be Irish as well.
Oh, okay.
I can
I'll do that.
Put you in contact with the Irish artistic director.
Oh, perf.
And you can be nice to him.
Yeah.
Or he can be nice to you.
Yeah.
I think it should be that way.
Yeah.
And who knows, it can be, like, lots of people can be unhappy up there. So maybe
That's
you'll
what
come
I
away
hear,
with,
but
you can, maybe you could come away with an esophagus problem too.
Yeah. I'm going in with the expectations that I might bomb every single night and to try to make the make it fun, even if it's stuff like that happens.
Yeah. You can bomb every night and still have lots of fun.
Yeah,
I think it's all about setting your expectations.
Yeah, so I've been running.
I just send low always.
I've been running this show a bit and been planning to film it really nice and then like send it around and try to get a production company to set me up with one of those quote unquote nice venues. But then
yeah.
I was told. No, no, no. Well, yes, go ahead and do that. But that Free Fringe is the cool, fun way to do it.
Yeah. It's expensive to do it the other way.
Yeah.
The venue I was in last year, it was a paid one. They took 40% of all our tickets. I don't know if I should be, how openly I should be talking about
it's
this.
It's great. But, the whole thing is great.
But they take 40% of all your ticket sales. So, and so of even though we sold out 25 shows out of 27, we didn't make money. So
oh god.
that was it was good fun. But yeah. if you want to make money, then the paid shows are not good.
Sure.
And
I think
the good
I just
thing about
don't
want to
lose money, or perhaps cover my rent for that month.
Yeah. Yeah. With a free show, you'll do that. No problem. Even if you bomb every night.
Cool.
You still do that. It's going to be fun. As well as that, I hear you're officially remaking Catfish. So that will give you a nice big venue.
Yeah.
Now that that's been announced, you can just use that.
Yeah. I hear it's huge there.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. It's like it's the comedian's favorite thing. They they don't like to watch comedy. We mainly watch Catfish.
Really? No.
Yeah.
What American things are popular there that I wouldn't think would be popular there?
Oh, that is a good question. Food wise, I was just eating what they call snow enrobed Oreos.
What?
Is that, I'm sure that's an American thing.
Whoa.
It's so they're Oreos covered in white chocolate, but they call them snowy enrobed.
Mm-mm, so not a thing.
I was wondering, is that just the thing they've done for English people?
I think it's just a thing for English people. We have that here?
Yeah, they sell it at Target.
I've just gotten word that we have it
there
at Target.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think everything American is popular over here. I think English and Irish people love American stuff. Except
That's
for
good.
The people. They pretend like they don't like the people.
Sure.
But
they love us.
Because they're also having issues with the TV show Friends, which you're having lots of people are giving out, saying that hasn't aged well.
Oh, sure. But still so funny.
But yeah, and that's for years. There's been a few different channels that are just constantly showing that. It was never on Netflix because it was always on TV. It's that's still a big thing. We've got, well, it's 3 years old now, but an M&M store. Leicester Square in central London, I think, is just basically turning into Times Square.
That sounds great. I've been watching a lot of Friends lately, and mostly I like it, and I really like everyone's clothes, but it's true. At least once an episode, there's a joke that's like, wait, you're wearing Joey's pants, Chandler? And then, like, laugh track, and like,
yeah.
It's not what you... And it's like, yeah, men have sex sometimes. Like, chill out.
That's the one. I think it's called the one where Joey wears Chandler's pants.
Yeah.
That's the name of that episode.
Or like, I don't know, anytime like two men are like sitting next to each other, it's like the other characters are like, awkward.
Yeah. They seem to be generally awkward by everybody in the world who isn't themselves. They seem to be a bit put off by.
Also, this is going to sound like a joke, but this was really bugging me about Friends, is that there's too much sex on it. I think many plot devices revolve around sex to the point that I'm like, there needs to be like more stuff going on in these people's lives. Like everything is, oh, I just ran into someone I had sex with. Oh, I'm having sex with my friend and it's awkward. Or me and my boyfriend have a weird sex thing.
Well, we assume that's what everyone in the U.S. is like.
Yeah.
It's not what New York in the 90s was like.
Constant penetration.
People had cell phones. Constant penetration was one of the names they were going to call it.
Yeah.
But they went with Friends in the end. So.
Yeah.
It's good that they did that.
I have to talk to an astronomer from the American Southwest. But it was so delightful talking to you.
I'm the worst call. Dad, you're talking to an astronomer is so much better than me.
I mean, he might be weird. We don't know.
Yeah. Well, fine. I've been weird. I've been weird on this call.
Nah.
I'll see you in Edinburgh.
See you in Edinburgh. Talk later.
You'll hear me in the toilet having problems.
Nice. damn, that guy was cool. So we did sort of mostly talk about Pizza Crust and Edinburgh. And I really regret not asking Colin more about this esophagus condition. I mean, what is that? I would like to know, when did it start? What did it feel like? Were you able to breathe good? What happened? Did you have to go to the hospital? Did they have to like stick something down there? What? I wonder if they had to give him a shot from like from his neck into his neck with like steroids. I feel like that's what doctors do.
I really wish I asked him this.
How does someone get an esophageal condition?
And this?
If you didn't have an esophagus, where would your food go?
And this?
That thing where you eat and then you cough and you say it went down the wrong tube? Is that true? Does it really go down a different tube?
Furthermore, I wonder what the weather is like in Ireland.
Also, did he really mean it when he said I could pretend to be Irish?
I guess I could.
And on top of all that,
I think I practiced great restraint when I didn't comment that he calls diapers nappies, that I just went with it. I think that showed a lot of bravery on my part.
Okay, now Kevin the astronomer.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.